From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, April 17th. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced today that he will move forward with bringing a series of foreign aid bills to the floor. Johnson released the text for the bills, which would provide billions for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. His position is precarious after a second conservative member called for his resignation, but he still plans to hold a vote Saturday night. Some moderate Republicans are now expressing displeasure and pushing to pass more restrictive border security measures first. Johnson has insisted he will not resign and will not need Democrats' help to keep his job, but he very well might if he wants these aid bills passed. Senators have been sworn in as jurors today in the impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. House Republicans sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate Tuesday, the step that launches a trial. In February, the House voted to impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border. However, Democrats control the Senate and are expected to move quickly to dismiss the case, while Republicans insist there must be a full trial. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has not specified how he plans to handle the trial procedurally, but is calling for the charges against Mayorkas to be dismissed.
Senators will provide as jurors in the least legitimate, least substantive, and most politicized impeachment trial ever in the history of the United States.
Boeing's corporate leaders continue to conceal the truth. They continue to mislead and deceive the public about the safety of the planes. That is the safety culture at the top of the Boeing company right now.
That's Ed Pearson, former senior manager for Boeing. He and other witnesses testified to a Senate panel investigating the company's safety culture. Lawmakers heard from Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer and key witness at today's hearing. He alleges that Boeing took shortcuts when making its 777 and 787 Dreamliner jets, and that the risks could become catastrophic as they age. Salapour says he raised other concerns to Boeing, and that the company retaliated against him.
I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting.
The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into Salapour's allegations. Boeing says they're encouraging employees to speak up and say that inspections on their older planes show no evidence of fatigue in parts of the plane in question. Here's another hearing that took place on Capitol Hill today. Columbia University President Minu Shafiq testified to a House committee today over the school's response to anti-Semitism. She's faced criticism on campus for allegedly not protecting students from anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and anti-Arab harassment. She said confronting anti-Semitism is her number one priority and described the four pillars of her approach.
First, safety is paramount, and we would do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of our campus. Second, we would demonstrate care and compassion equally to everyone. Third, we must uphold freedom of speech because it's essential to our academic mission, but we cannot and shouldn't tolerate abuse of this privilege to harass and discriminate. And fourth, the ultimate answer to anti-Semitism and all its forms is education. And we should not lose sight of the powerful impact of our core mission.
Shafiq was joined by three other Columbia administrators, who all said calls for the genocide of Jews violate the university's code of conduct. Coming up, a record-setting deluge in the UAE. Hey, welcome back. The United Arab Emirates is in chaos after getting the most rainfall in 75 years. Some areas received more than 10 inches of rain in less than 24 hours, causing flight and school cancellations as well as structural damage. Dubai usually records about 4 inches of rain in an entire year, according to United Nations data. The same weather system also brought heavy rain to Oman, where at least 18 people have died in flash floods, according to its National Committee for Emergency Management. Extreme rainfall events are becoming more common with human-driven climate change. A warmer atmosphere is able to retain moisture and then wring it out like a towel. That's a wrap. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.